So we are in page 437.3. Satan leads many to believe. That's where we're gonna start. Brother Gilbert has something to say.
Actually, I have a question to ask. I'm reading, I've read further down concerning Spirit of Prophecy, chapter 4, and I realize that this may be on the side or something like that, but...
Are you asking if this is in the site?
Well, actually, no. But the question that I have is pretty much like, how should I say? It's like right in there, but it's like a few pages down than from.
Well, it's all set up.
So this chapter is up to page 450. So we are now in 437.
Oh, there's no page numbers on this thing.
Yeah, the end should be 450.
Yeah, we should just click the ones. Which link are we on? Oh, by the way, your toilet flap.
Oh.
Stays up.
Oh.
It keeps running. I already knocked it down. I already put it down.
Okay.
There's a problem with that.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
So, do you remember what area? What's it called? The area? Is there a yellow line?
Yeah, we are now in 437. But
what's the?
Do you hear us right now? Because it says mute. May you mute your mic. Yeah, Sister Fran and Sister Janissa is here. Okay, so. Sound like they are interrupting, Brother. Okay. Alright, Brother Gilbert, sorry to interrupt earlier. Can you repeat your question?
Where are we? Where are we in the.
We don't have page
437. Well, it's no page numbers on here.
Huh?
Which link? We're not at.
I don't know.
See, that's what I mean. Like, if we just have one of the linked areas, is where are we starting off at? What's the first line in the sentence?
Satan leads many to believe.
Satan leads many to what?
To believe.
To believe.
It's not in here.
Satan leads many to believe?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean false Sabbath or something, right? Well, it's this SOP.
Four SOP.
Huh?
Four SOP 437.
Yeah, I'll just go there instead. I'll just go to.
We are 43. That's what I thought we were there.
Oh, this is the loud cry you're in. So they were on the wrong page.
Oh.
It's in trouble. Satan attacks 144,000.
I think he's aiming down here, like.
One of these paragraphs that are going to start.
There, Father.
Satan accuses the people.
Brother, you already posted it.
There.
Satan leads many to believe. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is, if you go up here, it'll be up in here. If Satan leads many to believe.
It won't.
It has to be because I yellowed it out. Right, so. It's the right page this time, though. It was on the wrong page.
Okay, in our left, it's page 60. What is that? Page 62, paragraph 1. Okay. Okay, sorry again. Brother Gilbert, please. Repeat your question. I gotta mute my mic.
Real quick, I was reading further down than normal. Okay, the question is, it was regarding what is usually talked about a few times in the time in times past about Satan himself actually coming, you know, as impersonating the Lord. My question actually is, does Satan's appearance come before the Lord Jesus's appearance?
Well, yeah, he tries to con everybody. That's his last great deception.
Can you repeat? Because it was muted.
Oh, you were muted.
Yeah, I muted. So
yeah, Satan comes before Jesus. That's why Jesus says, if they tell you I am here or I am there, in inner rooms or out in the desert, don't go there. You know, the Muslims have been saying for about 5 years now that Jesus is showing up in the deserts, and they're having conversions, but they're being converted into Catholicism.
Right.
And so, yeah, Satan appears, and then Jesus, that's Satan's last attempt at deception, and it's a whopper, because he literally starts blowing.
Yeah, and that's one reason, too, that we have evidence that they edited the Great Controversy, 1911 and 1888, because in 4SOP that we are reading right now, it first is personating of Satan. Yeah, he gonna personate Christ. But on 1911 or 1888, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Jesse has a good... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, doesn't Satan come to impersonate Christ in the latter part of the latter reign?
Well, yeah, because we're out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. We're emptying his charred trophy case.
Right.
You know, people are coming out, and so that's his last attempt at trying to get him. I would think, yeah. Well, I'm sure she says it in here anyway, but yeah.
False Christ before true Christ. Alex said, if Jesus comes first, there's no point for Satan to fake his coming. Right.
Yeah.
Stephen, there's something in Special Testimony Series A about that, but also Thessalonians show it too.
Yeah.
Sir Danny, yes, he impersonates as the false Christ before Jesus' second coming. To say he changed Sabbath to Sunday, according to Father Ellie.
Yeah, because we're emptying the churches with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, the Holy Spirit's emptying the churches. We're just echoing what the Lord tells us to say.
Yeah.
And then did you see what Jesse put?
Satan's image becomes Cesar Borgia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fake Jesus.
Yeah, if you notice all the fake Jesuses up today, or the Jesus of the Catholic Church, the pretty Jesus, long brown hair, the guy in Russia who calls himself Jesus, long brown hair and a beard, they all look like Cesar Borgia.
Wait, what did you say before? What did you say just before he spoke?
Brother Ellie said to say he changed Sabbath to Sunday.
Yeah, that's for sure. So
he said something after that.
Yeah.
Brother
Stephen posted 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I have on my secret
that's
rapture
the one.
Page.
Amen.
I have a section just dedicated to that to show people Satan will do his lying wonders right before Jesus gets
there. Yeah. So even him that is referring to Jesus who's coming is after the working of Satan.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Thessalonians.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9. And Brother Jesse posted 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvels, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
And here's something that a lot of people miss. Satan has been moving people to appear like Jesus today, and like the guy in Russia and all the other ones. And just the way the Catholic Church keeps on making those paintings or those statues that look like Caesar Borgia.
Even in the Philippines, there is one guy who's claiming he's the Son of God.
Yeah.
He's Kibloy. But now he's under
investigation
like that. He's now wanted.
Oh, so he's
on the run.
That reminds me of the guy in Hawaii. He literally calls himself Jesus Christ, and he insists everyone gets tattooed with 3 6s. And his daughters did it.
Oh.
But everybody, that's how blinded
them.
But he puts the scriptures in regards to that 666 thing somehow.
So there are so many antichrists now.
I know. There's so many of them now.
But
yeah, Satan himself will appear. As Jesus.
As Jesus.
Himself, he'll do it.
Okay. So that's it, Brother Gilbert. I hope that answer your question.
Somebody in the room causing problems? Why did he put a troll?
It sounds like a troll. Somebody, is he?
Maybe he's talking about Satan.
Satan is a troll. The fake prophet.
The fake prophet, there you go.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Gilbert, for your question. That gives us more confirmation. Okay, praise the Lord. And if you have more questions, just don't hesitate to say it, post it, or what. Okay, you can chime in anytime. Just put your hands on, and some bells we're gonna ring on there.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we gonna start now?
We never started.
We haven't even started.
Oh, wow!
I didn't realize.
Okay. So again, yes, praise the Lord. And that's like 20 minutes. It's okay. just to warm up. That's right, Brother John.
Robbie got it. You know?
Okay.
It was a warm up, yeah.
That's the warm up. Yeah, sit down now and read Arlac in our ears. Praise the Lord. Oh, Brother Anthony posted something before we start reading 5T698. Point one.
Does he
want to
read it?
You want to read it, Brother Anthony?
Sure.
All right.
Is that Danny laughing in the background?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because I heard Nick ask if he wanted you to read it.
Oh, I was trying to be quiet. I didn't know that mic picks it up good.
Yeah, you're whispering.
Yeah, or sign language, something.
Yeah,
figure out that,
All right, let's read. It says, 5T698, paragraph 1, but there is a limit beyond which Satan cannot go, and here he calls deception to his aid and counterfeits the work which he has not power actually to perform. In the last days, he will appear in such a manner as to make men believe him to be Christ come the second time into the world. He will indeed transform himself into an angel of light. But while he will bear the appearance of Christ in every particular, so far as mere appearance goes, it will deceive none but those who, like Pharaoh, are seeking to resist the truth.
And that's why they come against us as well, because they're going to resist the truth we preach. And that's the only reason he does this, is because that has to work when you think about it. Because the people that do come out of those churches that hear the truth we present, they could be on a razor's edge of faith, right? You know, on the fence. And if Satan appears as Jesus, he's healing people.
And imagine how powerful he was. You know, he deceived the angels, the third of heaven like that. How much more this, ordinary man like us.
That's why it's so important to study the word daily and pray daily. And then you'll have that power to choose.
Amen.
You'll know it's a temptation. He can't deceive the elect. He can't. Mm-hmm. But he's going to try real hard.
Right.
So we
That's why it's more on willpower. You have to exercise our willpower, the power of choice.
And any sins that you had in the past that you've already overcome, he might present them in a very attractive manner to try to get you back.
Yeah. He's going to sugarcoat it.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Stephen posted, I wonder if that is because people have been told beforehand and such actions finally convince them that the message brought to them by the Holy Spirit is true. Okay. Brother Dwayne, scripture is our safeguard.
Yep.
Amen.
We always have that one question that we can rely everything in. Which day do you call a Sabbath?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the fodder for our cannon. And that's why Satan has been doing so many lies now, because it's so easy to show the difference between the mark and the seal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or the seventh day Sabbath and the first day Sabbath. It's just so much. It's so easy to use the scriptures. But the people, the only ones that are going to believe it are the ones that already study it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Most of the world don't study it, so they're going to just all bow to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Sister Danny Post said, I praise God that Satan cannot counterfeit the second coming. It makes it all the more easier for us who know the scriptures what to expect or when Jesus comes back. Yeah. Yeah. Earth is splitting, climate change. Brother Alex posted. Okay. Now we come to this moment.
Yes.
Let's go now to page 437.3. Satan leads many to believe that God will overlook their unfaithfulness in the minor affairs of life.
Like,
that's
in what? Minor?
Minor. Minor affairs of life.
Yeah, and that's why the Vatican invented venial.
Venial sin?
Venial and mortal sin.
Yeah. So that's the little sin, like the white lies, or, you know.
Just, venial. It's very small. People go to heaven, but, you know, no, sin is sin.
Yeah, yeah.
Just change the method by which we understand sin.
Sin is sin.
Transgression of the law, basic.
Although there's a magnitude of sin like that, but sin is sin, whether it is small or big.
Yeah, and you can ask them all, too. I like that one video where that one preacher, you know, was defending Sunday, and then the other preacher was a Sabbath keeper. And then he finally, he got him just by using common sense to say, what is the definition of sin?
Yeah.
Right? And the guy had to say, remember that video? Yeah. He had to say transgression of the law.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So which commandment is invoked here if you keep on the old? I mean, it's just so easy. There's nothing in commandments about Sunday. Is That's just something.
That's really something. Okay.
Much better.
Luke 16:10, Brother Jesse posted, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
Yeah, that's a powerful verse, because if you can't do like a little white lie, if you're gonna make an exaggeration,
because that's a little white lie.
Any kind of exaggeration, you know, it always to win an argument or whatever.
Bearing false witness. Yeah. Already,
even a wink of an eye is also.
Yeah.
Just a wink of an eye.
Body language.
Body language. Body language.
If there's somebody, not there, I should tell them I'm not there.
Yeah, that too. And that's something we were talking about the other day. When we were kids, some of the television programs were wholesome, you know, like they call it. And like the Andy Griffith Show, everybody thought it was so wholesome. I don't know how many times Annie would say, just tell him I'm not here. I can call him. Telling his own son to say, that's a lie.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is a lie. And they just watered it down to where that's acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, sarcasm is another form of lying. It's not nay or yay. Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah. again, the even minor in minor affairs of our life, you know, Satan wants us to believe that it's okay.
As long as he gets his toehold, like if he can keep his toehold there, some little tiny piddly sin, and we continue to do that, when the ladder rain falls, we're going to stand high and dry.
Imagine even one sin, unrepented in the book of life, we cannot come, you know.
Yeah. And like that one verse we were talking about this morning, what was it, 1 Corinthians 4? Oh, no, 1 Thessalonians 4? Or 6? 3 and 6 or something like that, where your own brother is going to come against you in the last, you know, in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, even says this in Psalms, a friend sticketh closer than a brother. But they're going to come against us. The ones that are on the fence right now that Satan still has told, where they know they shouldn't exaggerate or they shouldn't tell little white lies, but they do it anyway, think it's no big deal. When that ladder rain falls, not only will they be left behind, they'll become our worst enemies.
Yeah.
They'll come against
us. The bitter enemy.
That's what Thessalonians is talking about.
They'll
be the enemy that comes against us.
Okay.
Closest to home.
Brother Jesse boast that he can control anyone with a toehold, it's shocking how Jesus Christ can liberate you from any sin and bring clarity to your sight.
Yeah.
Amen. So let me continue here. Oh, Sister Hannah, one tiny compromise can lead to another and another. Yeah, one false step leads to another. A small leak will sink a ship.
Yep.
Again.
A slip of a lip can sink a ship. Yeah.
Yeah, finish first sentence.
Say that.
Remember.
I love this.
There's a semicolon, that's why. Yeah. Only that portion.
Is, I mean, this is important for us.
The highlighted portion, you know, the yellow mark, like that.
Yeah. But this is good. We have Amen. To dig in like this because we ain't going to get the rain without it.
Amen. Okay. Again, Satan leads many to believe that God will overlook their unfaithfulness in the minor affairs of life. But the Lord shows in his dealings with Jacob that he will in no wise sanction or tolerate evil. All who endeavor to excuse or conceal their sins and permit them to remain upon the books of heaven, unconfessed and unforgiven, will be overcome by Satan. This is what I was saying earlier. Even one sin, not unrepented there, there's no pardon written opposite.
So
you will be overcome.
Yeah. If you die with unconfessed sins, then you have to die for that sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't ask Jesus to die for it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't confess it.
Yeah. Sister Dan said, that was really power statement, praise the Lord. A small leak can sink a ship. Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you said. I thought you said loose, because it used to be in the old days, loose lips sink ships.
Loose leak.
But I never heard the one with a leak. A small leak will sink
a ship. It's actually in a Spirit of Prophecy. I read that one.
That's a better way of saying it because, yeah. The weakest link in a chain.
The weakest link.
The weakest link, yeah.
Okay.
Eventually the whole chain will break.
Yes. So, okay. The more exalted their profession and the more honorable the position which they hold, the more grievous is their course in the sight of God. And the more sure the triumph of their great adversary. That's why the false ministers like that, they receive 10 times of the plagues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the higher your position or your profession of faith, the more plagues that you're going to be receiving.
Yeah, the Lord did everything he possibly could.
You know, the SDA church nowadays they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
They have all the accumulated truth.
Yeah.
They are exalted in heaven, but Stewart said they are what? They're gonna be brought down to hell.
Yeah, just like Jesus said, they're whitewashed tombs. Mm-hmm. Beautiful on the outside, filled with dense bones.
Yeah. What's this? One weak link. Can break the whole chain. Amen. Yes. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's why we have this page in the website, the hireling page.
Mm.
See? It's a lot well, of
it could things. Actually be a few hundred more on there.
I think we have.
I like to stick close to home on stuff.
Why
like
that. We have
Protestants? We could have millions of preachers on.
Mm-hmm.
We're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're already obvious. But what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
So Luke 12:46-48. Brother Stephen posted: the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder. And will point him in his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Okay. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more.
Yeah. Put in somebody put in Luke 20, 18.
Luke 20.
Verse 18.
Verse 18. Luke 20.
That's one of my favorites.
Verse 18.
Jesus is talking there. And he says that whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken. But on whosoever it shall fall, it'll grind him to powder.
Oh.
So if we fall on stone, which is Christ, the rock, and we give up our lives, you know, and accept Christ as Savior and just fall on him and seeking his mercy, we're saved, we're blessed, and we're broken, which means we're born again.
Yeah.
But if he falls on us, and then the only way he does what he's talking about, that second death, this powder, Malachi 4:3,
we're gonna
walk on their ashes.
Like an ash.
They become powder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh yeah. Luke 20:18, Brother Jesse posted, whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Brother Ellie posted James 4:17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
That's why Jesus said they had no cloak.
Mm-hmm.
When they finally figured out the truth, he goes, now you have no cloak.
Mm-hmm.
You ignore it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for...
We actually going to go to sentence two.
Okay, this is now the sentence. Okay, where am I now?
No idea.
Those who delay... Okay, those who delay a preparation for the day of God cannot obtain it in the time of trouble or at any subsequent time.
That's the unwise.
The foolish virgins.
They wait the last minute, and now they can't get that oil because you can't buy that.
What did they say that? That word, procrastination.
Yeah. They're dragging their feet.
Delaying tactics. Yeah, it's a very unsafe to delay obedience. There's one quotation there, and we cannot say here we cannot obtain it in the time of trouble. So the case of all such is hopeless.
Yep.
Reprobate. Those professed Christians. Oh yeah, delayed obedience is disobedience.
Yep.
Amen to that.
If you know to do right,
yeah.
Holy Spirit's convicting you and you don't do it.
Where is that in Hebrews 10? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Not your hearts, yeah.
Right? Oh.
Yeah, because when he says hear his voice, if you look at the word here, it comes back as understand.
Understand.
You know what he just said is true.
Mm-hmm.
We can use that on the street with the mark.
Because
after we show us, did you understand everything I said? And I'll say yes. Okay, now. Because you know they understood it because the Holy Spirit gave us the words to give them. John 14:26, Father, please.
Oh, yeah. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, today, while it is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
As in the provocation.
Yeah. Yeah, the last sentence of the paragraph is so sad. No last minute preparation, just like last minute panic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Alex.
Yeah, amen. When you get up in the morning, you see those boils.
Oh, yeah. You wake up in the morning, you see, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing, since they never studied the word, or heard anything we had to say, or took it to heart.
They're not only big,
they're painful. Yeah, they're painful. If you ever had one, they're painful.
And so they're
so blind to this that they actually think they can repent. The secret rapture thing is part of their mindset as well. That they think they're going into the tribulation or something. But even though that's the time of Jacob's trouble is different from what's going on in the past.
Mm.
But yeah, they actually think Amos, the prophet, said that they're going to go into the scriptures looking for some way to vindicate themselves. Luke 11.
So again, let me trace back. The case of all such is hopeless. Those professed Christians who come up to that last fearful conflict unprepared will, in their despair, confess their sins in words of burning anguish while the wicked exult over their distress.
Yep.
That's why I saw Brother Stephen comment. The last sentence of the paragraph is so sad.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so sad indeed. Jeremiah 8:20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved.
They know.
And they know.
They actually know. Those are Christians talking. Atheists don't say that. They don't know.
No.
So yeah, it is scary. So that last sentence is sad because
really sad.
They finally realize.
Imagine, you know, they already know the truth,
yeah.
And that they undergo a lot of trials and
yeah.
probably in hardship like that, being a Christian, but they never reach the end.
Yeah.
They never made that final.
They
don't think when they go through the trials. I don't think they're, you know, they don't really finish it. You know, they don't. They're not victorious.
No.
They don't complete their trials.
No,
they just.
That's why.
Mm-hmm. And then another trial, then they sin, and then another trial.
Right.
And that's how merciful the Lord is.
The trials.
Because I noticed this throughout my life. When I do something that I shouldn't be doing, and he's, now I'm so bullheaded, I'm hard to figure out what he's trying to show me. A trial comes upon me and I fail. So the trial has to be repeated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep, he keeps repeating it until you finally get it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh man, why was I so stupid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the 1,011-day house, that's the first time I realized it. Took me 1,011 days to figure out. You know, we didn't have to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Brother Dwayne posted, Sister Danny, Amos 8:11-12. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
Yeah.
And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it.
And that famine is just so obvious because the only way to understand the Bible is to obey the God who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they don't obey him, it's a famine.
It's a famine.
Because they can't,
yeah.
It makes no sense. It's Greek to them.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, they're Greek. Then it would be Polish.
Yeah, Sister Hannah, Mark 13:13. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's why until we reach the finish line, and then we are already in heaven, you say we overcome.
Oh, yeah.
We made it, finally.
Yeah.
But while we are still standing here,
yeah.
We cannot say, I'm saved.
Yeah, there's people that are sinless.
Yeah.
There's people saying that right now. Elijah put something in.
Yeah, but Elijah posted, it reminds me of the people banging on the doors of the ark after it started raining.
Yeah. Now they want to come in.
Uh-huh.
He invited them in beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
It's useless to bang on the doors of the ark after 120 years. They are not opening because it's the close of probation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
as you said, before it's closed by the angel like that,
yeah.
there was a last appeal to them.
Yeah.
But instead of listening, they mock him.
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy, you know, Noah.
That's got to be the scariest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you think of the end of the 1,000 years, because they're going to have to go through it again at the second death. But, you know, the weeping and the gnashing. The weeping has got to be the Christians.
You know,
the ones that they lost the Holy Spirit. Wait a second, didn't my pastor in the Baptist church says I can never lose my salvation?
Mm-hmm.
And they're
You. They're gonna blame their pastor. It was you who said that these people were teaching the truth. They are the fanatics, they are the false teacher, you know? Okay, what else do you hear? Brother Alex, how do you reverse 120 years of character setting in one day? Yeah, because character building is not an instant moment, you know?
It's a lifetime.
Yeah, sanctification is a work of a lifetime. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that which run in a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. Yeah. But Stephen, could the parable of the rich man and Lazarus have an application within this context? The parable
chasm that's fixed.
Huh?
You know, you could also look at it like a prophetic whisper or even a doctrinal whisper to Plague One. Because he's Lazarus, it's not the Lazarus that Jesus raised.
Yeah, it's the rich man.
But the rich man can't come over to Lazarus. He's asking Lazarus,
the great gold fix.
Yeah, that great gold
fix. There's a great gold fix in there.
I mean, that's the only way the Lord could obviously reveal to us, like, a great golf. But, and, like, in reality, when plague one hits, it's not so much a golf. It's just done.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus drops that censer.
That's the end.
And he did everything he could. That's why the wrath of God is.
That's why you call it the last message of mercy.
Yeah.
This is the last message of mercy, because after that, it will be the vengeance of an offended God. No more mercy anymore.
And here's the thing, too. It is the last message of mercy, and because of that, and we're living in the end times. We were talking about this earlier today, the church study out, I think, where people are confused. It's, how come there's so many trials and tribulations today, mm-hmm. you know, for the Christians? You know, and it's just, how come they didn't have all those trials and tribulations 2,000 years ago? It says, well, first of all, they had their own trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
But we have a lot more and a lot more distractions, because Satan knows his time is short, so it's going to end soon. And so he has to open up the big guns. But the same thing our father did, he gave us, like, Daniel 12.
Mm-hmm.
In the last days, you know, knowledge will be increased. And so we have a lot more evidence to prove Christianity out. And that's another reason for God's wrath. Everybody living today has more information than anybody ever has.
Right.
Look at the internet. You can go online and find out what the Bible says.
Right.
If but you don't want to go to listen to a preacher, because some of them are pretty bad.
Yeah.
No, you can get a Bible. Like, if you don't have a Bible, you can read one on the internet.
Right.
Download it free on your phone.
Okay, what is this? Okay, Revelation 3:20, Sister Hannah, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
Wow, the knocking gets louder every time you choose.
So it's up to us to open the door.
Yeah.
He will not force himself to enter.
Yeah.
Right?
You ever see the painting that an artist did, even though he used the Caesar Borgia version of Jesus? But you ever see that painting? It's
what?
An ancient painting. It's a few hundred years old. I can't remember how many years. You remember seeing it, because some of our houses, like a lithograph or whatever, they copy it. A lot of people miss. Look at the door that Jesus is knocking on. There's no doorknob.
There's no doorknob.
Only on the inside.
Oh, okay.
He can't open it. You have to open that door.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Some wisdom. Except for the part of the Caesar Borgia. But he didn't know any better. The Lord's going to wait.
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. Brother Anthony, Noah was crazy until it started raining.
Yeah. Good point.
But Sister Danny, in a way, after a person dies, is regarding rich man and Lazarus, there's not another chance given. That's why we need to be ready always, because we don't know when our last day of living is.
Yeah.
Buddy Ali, they must have trusted the weatherman instead of Noah.
Yeah.
It was not him.
Yeah, they trusted the weatherman. They trusted the creature instead of the creator.
Alex, no need for weatherman back then. It was perfect weather every day. Yeah. Sister Denise, question. If someone asks us if we are saving Jesus, how should we respond? I ask because I think I heard that we should not say we are saved now until we make it into the kingdom. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Thanks.
I would think you could say you're saved now, as long as you sit, long as you're on the path while you're doing it. But you can't say, I know for a fact I'm going to heaven sometimes, some people think. But Paul does say we can have full assurance.
Yeah, we are saved by grace.
Yeah.
When, you know, we accepted him as our personal savior.
Yeah.
Because in Romans chapter 3:25, our sin was forgiven. Our past sin.
Yeah. All washed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, sanctification is a daily process.
Yeah.
And there are two types of, salvation. Yeah. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. We are saved. We are justified by grace, because our sin, past sins were forgiven. Yeah. So you can say you're saved, but again,
you can also lose
your salvation, you know?
Yeah. Because we know 1 John 1:9, but we also know, I mean, just look at the way Jesus describes heaven. Mm-hmm. Heaven is reserved for us, for the people. The hellfire is reserved for Satan and his angels. It doesn't say it's reserved for mankind. Mankind jumps in on his own.
Yeah. So the problem with this teaching of once saved, always saved, it's, you know, it's not conditional to them, because he said, once you receive Christ, oh, you're guaranteed heaven.
That's right? The Catholicism, where you can be saved in your sin. That's the part they leave out with the once saved, always saved, or once under grace, always under grace. They always leave out the fact that what they're actually telling their people is you can be saved while you're in sin.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can't lose your salvation. And that's because that one man that died. Remember that one we met, Pastor Russ?
Mm-hmm.
First time I met that guy, he was in his casket because he believed a lie.
Yeah. I hope that answered the question, Sister Denise. Okay, let me continue. Brother Ellie said, true, when it's sunny, people do whatever they want. And Brother Stephen, I was thinking about how the rich man asking for water from Lazarus and could not get it relates to the lost seeking the word of the Lord, but will not find it.
Just like the wise virgin, unable to give the foolish virgins any oil.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, Jesse, when Jesus knocks on our hearts, would our choice to choose him open the door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time the devil tempts us, our choice is to ignore
that's
Satan
why,
and open the door a little wider.
Yeah.
Isn't that water that Lazarus was begging for be like the word of God? The water.
The living water.
The living water.
The living water.
The rich man.
I mean, the rich man.
Yeah. That's why Jesus used
Sister Danny, I would think that it's okay to say that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus, since it is God's free gift to all who accepts him, but not to boastfully say that we are saved as if we cannot lose our salvation.
That's what we are.
Praise the Lord. That's a good way to say it. Because what is that? Ephesians 2:10? Well, Jesse, we are saved only when we are faithful until the end. With this, you can answer that using Ezekiel chapter 33, according to Brother Ellie. Save, but on the day you sin, your former righteousness shall not be remembered on the day you sin it. Ezekiel 33:13 says, when I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that had committed, he shall die for it. So past faithfulness cannot atone the present sin. So we are saved, but must endure to the end. Repentance is a process. Amen. Revelation 14:12, we are saved. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Revelation 12:7.
Romans, John 14:15. What is that? If you love me, keep my commandment, right? Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sister Denise, praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
That's a powerful
verse. Yes. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Oh, well, Sister Marisa. Please.
Sister Marisa, Deuteronomy 1:45. And ye returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Christ Object Lesson 155.2. Oh, but did you want to read?
Sure. Yeah, it says, those who accept Christ and in their first confidence say, I am saved, are in danger of trusting to themselves. They lose sight of their own weakness and their constant need of divine strength. They are unprepared for Satan's devices and under temptation. Many, like Peter, fall into the very depths of sin. We are admonished to let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Our only safety is in constant distrust of self and dependence on Christ.
Amen. Yeah, this is one very good quotation. Praise the Lord. Christ object lesson 155.2. Yeah. So we are, Brother Alex said, we are saved when we have new glorious bodies and stand on that sea of glass. Yeah. Because right now we don't have a wing yet. There's still a possibility that we commit sin and lose heaven. So that's why we have only two choices. We have a heaven to win and a hell to shun. So we are on probation while on the old earth, but we are saved once we meet Jesus Christ in the clouds. Yes. I usually answer with God sees my state. My confidence is in God. Amen. All right. Thank you for your contributions. Now let's go to the next paragraph. We only have 5 minutes. Maybe we can continue the one sentence.
Do you want to go to 8:12 on the Sabbath then? It's up to you guys that we can all call Sabbath together.
Okay.
We just see what is
the Sabbath. Okay, 438.1. Yet Jacob's history is an assurance that God will not cast off those who have been deceived and tempted and betrayed into sin, but who have returned unto him with true repentance. So that's the point. That true repentance, it's because true repentance is like you really mean what you say. Okay? It's not you are, what you call that? You are fabricating or just, you know, artificial saying that you are sorry, but you are not really meant to that.
You're not serious.
You're not really serious.
Yeah. What is that?
You are justifying.
Justifying yourself.
Justifying yourself like that. But insincere.
There it is. That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
False humility.
Because yeah. when Jacob repented, he's really deep in heart, you know? So while Satan seeks to destroy this class, God will send his angels to comfort and protect them in the time of peril. Oh yeah, that they are making excuses. The assaults of Satan are fierce and determined. His delusions are terrible. But the Lord's eye is upon his people and his ear listens to their cries. Their affliction is great. The flames of the furnace seem about to consume them. But the refiner will bring them forth as gold tried in the fire, like the four Hebrew people, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what is this? 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. So God's love for his children during the period of their severest trial is as strong and tender as in the days of their sunniest prosperity. But it is needful for them to be placed in the furnace fire. Their earthliness must be removed that the image of Christ may be perfectly reflected.
That's even that purging.
Because the purging like that. Yeah. And like we're going to be purging like 7 times like gold.
Waiting on the silversmith or the goldsmith will get his furnace and see his reflection.
Yeah. So all this imperfection will be removed from us. That's how it is.
So we got to learn that each time we overcome, we're getting there. We're getting to that point where, you know, we're emulating Christ even more. Because if we're going to be part of that 144, that's going to be an absolute reality those last 15 days.
Wow.
Every time the enemy's going to throw that stuff at you, because he doesn't know our cases are decided, but we have to burn that dross off. I don't want to go into heaven with that wretchedness that Paul talked about. You know, because this flesh, I'm so happy to leave it behind. Let it rot.
What's this? Brother Ali said to become lively stones. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And
then we can cry out. Like Jesus said, these stones will cry out.
Brother Anthony posted. You want to read, Brother Anthony?
You guys want to go to 8:11? 8:11 after?
8:11.
The reason I ask is Sabbath breaks at 8:11.
Ah, 8:11.
And that way, this will be our reading to close out the Sabbath.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's a very oddly precise time.
Yeah. Not a second too soon.
Yeah.
But no, we can, however long it takes us.
Sounds great. Jerry Mary said.
We'll all be able to close Sabbath together.
Amen.
Yeah. We all opened Sabbath together last night when we did the Friday night study because it was at 8:12.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we go till 9. Yeah, go till 9.
There's Stephanie C.
Is Anthony going to read that? Or?
Yeah.
All right. It's in relation to what we just read where it says that God's love for his children is with them as much as in their sunniest days of prosperity, but it's needful for them to be placed in the furnace of fire. It said, Christ Object Lessons 155, paragraph 1, Peter's fall was not instantaneous, but gradual. Self-confidence led him to the belief that he was saved, and step after step was taken in the downward path until he could deny his master. Never can we safely put confidence in self or feel this side of heaven that we are secure against temptation. Those who would accept the Savior, however sincere their conversion, should never be taught to say or feel that they are saved. This is misleading. Everyone should be taught to cherish hope and faith, but even when we give ourselves to Christ and know that he accepts us, we are not beyond the reach of temptation. God's word declares, many shall be purified and made white and tried, Daniel 12:10. Only he who endures the trial will receive the crown of life, James 1:12.
And that's why you got 1 John 1:9.
Yeah.
Like the way Sister, was it Danny or?
Sister Denise.
Denise. The way she explained it, that makes sense. You know, like what Sister White just said. You know?
Amen. Oh, Sister Danny. Sister Danny.
What was Sister Danny that said?
Yeah. Amen. What is this?
Oh, she gave it to
me. What is that?
5T 344.
Paragraph 3. Okay, let me read. There is a high standard to which we are to attain if we would be children of God, noble, pure, holy, and undefiled, and a pruning process is necessary if we would reach this standard. How would this pruning be accomplished if there were no difficulties to meet? No obstacles to surmount. Nothing to call out patience and endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These trials are not the smallest blessings in our experience. They are designed to nerve us to determination to succeed. And we are to use them as God's means to gain decided victories over self instead of allowing them to hinder, oppress, and destroy us. Amen. Let me go back up. 2 Corinthians 6:4-7, Brother Jesse posted, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left hand. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we don't have any complaint. We always look on the trials as a blessing, yeah. You know.
It's going to help us grow.
Yeah, it will help us grow. You know, no pain, no gain.
I know. Babes in Christ have a hard time getting there because I know I did.
Uh-huh.
But once you get there, you realize with the next trial that, okay, it might not be the funnest thing to go through, but I got to learn this. I got to understand.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have it repeat. It will repeat.
It will repeat. But the next time it will be more, you're gonna be more stronger, right?
Yeah,
and yeah. easier by God's grace, yeah.
You're gonna be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the worst trial, be quiet.
And then who shall separate us from the love of God?
Who shall separate us from the love of God? Yeah.
Romans,
right. Oh, where's that? Oh. Okay, let me read first, Brother Stephen, Romans chapter 5, 1 to 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. What is that? Who shall?
Romans 8:39.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brother Anthony. So you slash get. That's it. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Yes.
Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted a sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Strengthen me.
And what else Paul said, is that in 1 Corinthians 15? Huh? My grace is sufficient. For thee, what is that? Oh, yeah. Huh?
He must have, yeah, he misspelled Philippians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. There's a lot of promises, right?
Yeah, I know. I like that. Yeah. The thing that is, the strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's, where we're so weak,
yeah.
He is so powerful. It's just amazing.
So that's why God is giving us all these comforting words, preparing us for this coming crisis. Where, you know, we are talking about the time of trouble, and we read this, these promises. It gives us
hope. And hope make it not ashamed.
Yeah, hope make it not ashamed. What is this? Philippians 4:12-13. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which is strengtheneth me. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. Oh, 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left.
8:09.
Oh, we can just pray out right now. I don't know how long does it take you to pray, but
if I'm gonna start another paragraph,
we'll be here till 9:11.
Oh yeah, we can still read. Do you want to continue reading? Go.
Well, it's 8:10 now.
It's already 8:10. One more minute.
It goes down in 1 minute, so okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna stop here. We're gonna be reading 438.2 next Sabbath.
We even do a whole page. Say 437.3 is where we started.
Yeah.
438.2. Yeah.
At least we have two paragraphs. Yeah.
Small
yep. Amen. Small. Amen. I'm stressed.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for this Sabbath that's probably ending right now in a few seconds. They were giving us the understanding of that because we never knew about the Sabbath and how that's maybe the kids. Yeah. So many of us, myself included, we lived many years as Christians not realizing we weren't obeying you. So thank you for blessing us with hearts that love you and then you loving us first. Please bless us in this week that you have placed before us and keep us safe as we go through the week and heal us spiritually or physically wherever we need the healings and so that we can also prepare and be ready not only for the latter rain as you're sending it our way, but to be prepared to better share our faith with others and be prepared for the camp meeting in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you, Father, for all these things. And we pray in the name of your precious Son, our King, for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.